The hero's dead. Couldn't be that person even if I wanted to be. And I don't want to be.
This is so cool!
Oliver walked away.
The ghosts, they're like nothing we'd ever seen before. Well trained, well armed. We need the hero.
You don't know who I am, do you? I'm Damian Dark.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking Arrow. Yes, now available on iTunes. Or you can check me out and my crew at audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. We're going to be talking about season 4's episode, I believe it's 15. I think it is 15, right? Yeah, it is. It's 15. The episode was called Taken. Alongside of me, I have nobody, but I do have my my friend Anna B from Australia. She's a big, huge fan, always going, traveling around and checking out Arrow stuff. And she's going to, I'm going to read her email that she sent to me. And then plus I've got, I'm looking at my Good Shows app here, and I'm looking and seeing that Dysfunctional, aka Jesus of Dysfunctional.com, actually did a review there as well. So if you haven't checked out Good Shows, you should, because it's really cool. But let's jump right into this episode. Apparently, Felicity has started surgery. Well, no, it hadn't started surgery. Started rehab. So she's got that microchip in from last episode. Big giant bomb dropped. You know, you can tell the chip thing and the whole rehab thing was definitely... It was definitely cool because it was like a happy start, but it all came crashing down with Damian Dark. Damian Dark, I love this guy. He's kind of like Malcolm. I love how he just comes out of the worst possible times. Like, you know, if you're just like hanging around and Damian Dark just walks out, you're like, oh crap, I'm screwed. And he drops a bomb on Oliver, pretty much tells him that he's kidnapped William, his son, who Felicity has no clue exists, which, man, do you think Damian did that on purpose? I think he did, and I don't think he cared. And definitely put Oliver in a very awkward position, and now Felicity is pissed off. She's also pissed the fact that Barry knows and Malcolm knows. And, you know, she says it in the episode. I'm not mad that you have a kid. I'm mad that you didn't tell me. But you know what? I don't know, man. I kind of see Oliver's side. And, of course, that Samantha chick, I think that her name is Samantha, right? She pretty much gives him an ultimatum, like, if you don't tell nobody. And I, you know what? I think, I don't know. This episode, at the end of my notes here, I have, I'm not happy with Felicity. She's acting like a snatch. I'm just not. And anybody that knows me knows I'm a huge fan of Felicity. But this episode, and even after this episode and how she's acting in the future episodes, she's just, like, you know, her little sayings and her little quirkiness before this episode, okay, it's Felicity, it's cute. But this one is like, okay, you're getting on my nerves now. You're like, shut up already. Like, okay, there's a reason why Ollie had to do this stuff. But she keeps throwing his face. But I'm not a happy camper with, especially at the end of this. I'm just going to jump to it because now I'm getting my emotions all messed up. You know, the chip goes into effect and she's able to stand up after breaking up with Oliver. And then... you would think, I thought they were going to hug it out. I thought they would at least hug it and then figure out what they were going to do. No, she stands up and then she just walks out. I'm like, oh, damn. So, yeah, I just, not a fan of hers. Big fan of Vixen. I did like her in this episode. I like her. She's cool. She's badass. I thought the fight scenes were cool with Damien's guys. And then when they go to the house to save William, that was cool. I'm a fan of Vixen and a fan of the action that was in this. Not a fan of freaking Felicity in this episode. I wonder, though, at the end of this episode, Oliver's making that little video for William. When he turns 18, he's going to be able to watch it. Will we see that? I don't know. People that read the comics and know more, I mean, is William part of the comics? Does he meet his son or hang out with some? I don't know. I don't read the comics. I'm just a fan of the show. So, I give this episode a thumbs up. It was good. But Felicity really just wanted to choke her out. My friend Anna B from Australia sent me this email back in February. This is when the episode aired. I'm so behind. But no, I'm actually just going to be recording and catching up. I know it's been a minute, but it's been crazy. My son had a 2-year birthday, and I know some of y'all don't care that he turned 2, but I care. Anna wrote me this this note here. She actually writes stuff for Arrow and The Flash on thevro.com, so make sure you check them out as well. Go into more details of her reviews. Says, hello, Mike. That was my attempt of Australian accent. Wow, what an episode for me being a big Olicity fan. She is. She is a big fan of these two together. Oliver's lies and secrets came back to bite him in this episode with Dark kidnapping his son and Felicity finding out about it. Oliver will never learn that the one person who will always be beside him will be Felicity. Yes, he does. But he needs to learn that he can depend on her no matter what the consequences are. I don't know if I agree with you, Anna, on that. It's obvious she didn't understand the reason. Like, seriously, like, she did not. No, the way that she's acting right now is totally uncalled for, I think. There was a reason why. And even Samantha tells him. And she still got to give, like, attitude, like, you lied to me. It doesn't, whatever. Oliver was being a guy, okay? And that's what guys do. At least Felicity got her legs back just at the right time as she took her engagement ring off and was able to walk out of the loft. Yeah, see? So you're like, was that, you like that, Anna B? Is that what it is? Because I didn't like that. I thought that was messed up. I'm sure in time the two of them will sort out their differences and get back together. Probably so. They still have each other and work with each other with the Green Arrow team. The other big question is, what is to be of Dark now that his idol totem has been destroyed and he has no magic? Which we already know it's going to happen because, Anna, this was so far ago. You and I have already watched this, plus some of the people. But some of the other people don't know. So if you're listening to this for the first time, I'm not going to tell you. Later on I am, so watch out for the spoilers, because these recaps have spoilers. He has still has the Genesis plan to carry out. Will Merlin still be working with Dark now, seeing he has the actual person who kidnapped William? It was great seeing another female superhero, Vixen, who came to Oliver's rescue. That was, I totally agree, Vixen was badass. And she even says she's badass. Now is break for 4 weeks, and Arrow is back on March 23rd. Cheers, Anna. So, yes, check out Anna's stuff on thevro.com. I like Anna. She's my friend. We're going to try. The new season's coming up, and I'm hoping that we can jump on. But her being in Australia and being here in the States, it's difficult. But we're going to try. I don't know. I've got to figure something out, because it would be cool. She has a cool accent. And let's see here. I'm going to go to the Good Shows app. It is available for iPhone and Android, and I found this functional. It's Jesus. You've probably heard him on other recap shows, or I talk about him. He gave this episode a 5 out of 5. He gave this review here on the app 6 months ago. Wow. He says, He said, wow, what an episode. Dark is so evil. Vixen is so awesome. If you haven't seen the motion comic, it's out there on the internet. Watch the original story, and the episodes makes so much more sense. Oh, see, that's something I didn't know. Thea and Felicity are bound to have a feud coming up. Laura is such a complicated character. I really wouldn't want to be Oliver at the moment. True. It was very awkward in that moment. Oliver's sitting there, and they're talking. Great episode. What's going to happen next? Yes. So if you want to read our reviews or other people's reviews, make sure you go to the Good Shows app. And follow me, Mike the Movie Guy. And of course, Jesus is this functional on there as well. So that is it for this this review, rant, rave, whatever you want to call it. I liked the episode. It was cool. I did not like Felicity. Sorry, I just didn't. She's being a snatch face. So I'm going to try to knock out some more of these recaps so I can be prepared and for the new season. Oh, can't wait, because I haven't kind of, sort of. I don't think I have. I kind of like, with one eye open, looked at the trailer that they showed at Comic-Con, but I'll wait till I catch up with these, and then I'll watch it with you guys. So for those of you that are listening to the show, liking all that good stuff, thank you very much. That's it. So come back with another episode of Talking Arrow. Oh, and speaking of Talking Arrow, don't forget, go to iTunes, search Talking Arrow on iTunes, and you can subscribe, and you can leave comments, all that good stuff. That way you don't miss the podcast when I put it up. And if you don't have iTunes, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. And you can find Arrow there, plus other shows that I do. All right? Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
The Arrow's dead. Couldn't be that person even if I wanted to be. And I don't want to be.
This is so cool!
Oliver walked away.
And the ghosts, they're like nothing we'd ever seen before. Well-trained, well-armed. We need the arrow.
You don't know who I am, do you? I'm Damien Darhk.